If it wasn't for Big Fatty, one of those stories, then, well, I wouldn't be named Melissa the Confused, and the show probably would still be floundering with a weird name. So, yay! Congrats, Big Fatty. Everybody in the room is saying congratulations to Big Fatty.
Yeah.
Oh, Mag says our Vegas show was awesome. Thank you, Mags. Thank you. Yes, I love that music, too. Mag says that he loves that music. I don't know why, but every time I hear that Big Fatty music, I'm like, oh, like... It's just funny to me, and I don't even know why, because there's nothing. It's just very short, and it's him saying, you know, it's me, Big Fatty. But yeah, I love it.
It is. It's catchy.
I love it, love it.
Well, then let's listen, shall we?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes, I love that music, too.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1847 of the BFO for Friday, the 20th of February, 2015. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, get your pencils ready. I've got the code for Pride 48 Vegas. Hello, party planners. Big Daddy! Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. It's going well, y'all. Your party planners, because y'all, we've got the code. We've got the code for the Pride 48 in Las Vegas. You know, it's going to be out there the last weekend in August. And in fact, I'm going to give you a little bit of time right now to go get your pencils so you can write it down. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I'm going to put a link in today's show notes, and y'all just go over there and click, and that takes you to the very own Pride 48 2015 page, and y'all, you can make your reservations using the Pride 48 code, and y'all, they're offering a special rate from the 22th of August through the 3rd of September. Now, y'all, the best dates, the best prices are the actual dates of the event. So anyway, y'all, if you go out on, or, you know, if you wanted to go early, you're going to pay a little bit more. But y'all, starting on Tuesday, the 25th, which is when a lot of people get there, y'all, the 25th, Wednesday the 26th and Thursday the 27th, y'all, the price of a contemporary king or a contemporary queen is $29 a night. Y'all, for Friday and Saturday night, the 28th and 29th, it's $79 a night. Y'all, this is standard in Las Vegas. The prices go up on the weekend. Then on Sunday, the 30th, Monday the 31st, and those two nights, it's back down to $29. Now, if you decide you want to stay Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday of September, the rates go back up a little bit more. But y'all, now this does not include your taxes or your resort charges. You know, you have to pay those regardless of what the room rate is. But y'all, $29 a night. For the 25th through the 31st, with the exception of that Friday and Saturday night, y'all, you can't beat that. And y'all, if you were to stay the 25th and check out on the 1st, y'all, your total bill would be $303 plus your tax and your resort fee. So y'all, that's seven nights for $303. I don't know how you can beat that. It can't be Big Fatty. You'd have to get an awfully big stick to beat that. It's true. So y'all, a big thank you to that Joey Bukkake for arranging all of that. Y'all, there's even special rates for contemporary king and queen with a view. They're not quite as good, but y'all, they're still damn good is all I gotta say. I defy you to find a better rate over there at the WWW Big Ready. We can't wait to make our reservations. But why did we have to get our pencil if you're gonna not tell us what it is? Well, I'll tell you what it is, y'all. It's https / resweb.passkey, passkey, one word, .com/go/ PPRIDE0815. It's P and then another P, RIDE 0815. But y'all, I'm going to have that in the show notes, so just go over there and click it. Be ready. We're going to do it just as quick as we can. And y'all, all you have to do is put down a one night's deposit. And y'all, if you're coming on that Tuesday or Wednesday, y'all, it's $29. You know, and you can get it back within 48 hours of the event. Be ready. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I'm going to do them in reverse order. Y'all, the first one is on Sunday. Y'all, it's David B. You may know him formerly of the Occasional Fag B. Really, he takes lovely pictures, too. And he loves to ride the roller coasters at the Coney Island. Oh, Big Fatty, I love a good Coney. It's true. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal is Tamari. It's Tamari the 21st of February. Y'all, you know him. Y'all, he's a world traveler. World traveler, I say. And y'all, if you know him about one thing, it's 1234. And yes, Big Fatty, we love Mr. 1234 himself. It's true. And y'all, it is the one and only Michael Sage. Y'all, he's just lovely. David and Michael are just as lovely people as you can find. And Big Fatty, I just hope they both have a lovely weekend. David is going to be freezing his patootie off. And depending on where Michael is, he may be freezing his patootie off, or he may be waving his patootie around. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Michael and David, I hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I feel quite certain that they'll both, in honor of Poodle, have a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, I see y'all. Last time we were over here, we had that correction of Miss Bacon being the number 5 fan of the BFO for 2015. And y'all, then Toppy Smelly spotted Big Fatty being all hugged up on by some cute little thing. Says, behind the scenes of one of Big Fatty's Abercrombie and Fitch photo shoots. Big Fatty, you didn't tell me about that. I didn't tell me about that either. And it says, oh, penetration. Big Fatty. And y'all, then there's a picture of the Miss Bacon's new cologne. It says number 5 Bacon. It's number 5 is the new number 1. That's cute. And y'all, then y'all, I've got lots of these things still, and Spotting Crazy keeps posting them. Y'all, Kathy Bacon, Miss Bacon spotted Big Fatty and said, is that Squeaky Kitty under that bench? And y'all, I don't see the bench. Oh, wait a minute, under the bench. Let's just go look. Big Fatty, is that Squeaky Kitty? Is it you?
Thank you. don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Timmy Sims. I have a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question on this Friday comes to us from that Timmy Sims. Big Fatty, he's the birthday boy. It's true. Timmy, what you got?
I was trying to send you something, and it wouldn't go through, and I tried a second time, and it wouldn't go through again, and I just automatically went, ruined. And then I looked at the email I was trying to send it to you, QI, and it was ruined at Big Fatty. And I'm like, where did ruin come from? Where did that come up? Who came up with it? And kudos to whoever came up with it, because you couldn't have come up with a more perfect word to describe that moment. Ruined. Big Fatty ruined it. So, okay, bye, Poodle.
Y'all, that, of course, was Timmy Sims. And, Timmy, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question, just an excellent question. And I'm so glad that you ask it. Ruined, it goes back to the Little Fatty Cast. As with most everything that Big Fatty touches, it's ruined. And Timmy, to give you the definitive answer on who came up with the word ruined, you first of all, you are correct. It is the most perfect word to describe Big Fatty. And to give you the definitive answer of who came up with it, the answer is I have no fucking idea. Big Fatty, we knew that ruined.
Bacon.
Hey, Bart, it's Bacon. I just wanted to invite you to call my home phone, 605-262-4821. And everybody else can call it, too. Squeaky Kitty, go sit in the corner and call it right now. Okay, go call it right now. Hurry. Okay. Bart, don't tell her it's disconnected.
Hello. I finally got rid of my landline. And when I have the landline, I missed it already. It's only been one day.
Big Fatty, Squeaky Kitty can't get through. It's evidently she didn't pay her bill. It's been disconnected.
Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And Miss Bacon, welcome to 2015. And you cut your landline, Big Fatty. Congratulations on that. That's money in your pocket. You know, you can use that money to come to Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty, she needs to go make a reservation right now. It's true. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, since we're talking about Pride 48 and going out to Lost Wages, y'all, I saw an article. I think it was on the Americans Online, but I think that Daniel Biba talked about it on the Dubious Intentions Positive. Or I may have seen it on the Twitter, I don't know, but I think I saw this article on the Americans Online. Y'all, it was telling you when the best time to get the lowest fares for your Aeroplano, which we all know is Mexican for Aeroplano, flight book to get the cheapest fares. And y'all, they say that... it's generally day 47 before you travel is the best day to make you. That's when you'll get the cheapest flight. But they say that can go anywhere from 20 I want to say it's like 25 days to out to 110, but it's about day 47 is the average in there. So y'all, the 110 days out is May the 4th, and through the July 31st is probably going to be the best time for you to make your travel arrangements. Although, you know, sometimes you can find a good coupon, you know, that pops up. But y'all, day 47 for Pride 48 is around July the 10th. So you might want to mark those dates on your calendar also. Is that your big Betty? Is that the mark in calendar? No, he's not in calendar anymore. Big Betty. Mark that down and see if let's see if it's true. Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. Y'all, you know, it's been a busy time in the coal mine. Big Fatty, what are you doing? I'm rearranging my stuff. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear that. Y'all is busy last 2 days in the coal mine, and y'all, quite frankly, I've been on my feet the last 2 days, and y'all, my legs are just tired. Y'all, I'm telling you, the older you get, the more y'all you feel, the more tired you get. Big Fatty, it sounds like you need to go to bed now. It's true. I may not be able to make it to the Wheel of Fortune. Big Fatty, poor old thing. But y'all, one of the nice things, on Hump Day and on Thursday, we had lunch brought in to us. And y'all, on Thursday, y'all, we had the Jason's Deli. And y'all, I know the Jason's Deli is all around lots of different places. And y'all, Big Fatty had something today that I just thought I'd share with you. Big Fatty, it was a big-ass sandwich. It's true, it was. Y'all, now, first of all, this sandwich comes with chips or baked chips and a dill pickle. Or half a dill pickle, I should say. And y'all, Big Fatty got the New York Yankee. New York Yankee! Y'all, it's true. And it did not have salsa on it. Y'all, and look, just listen to this. It was 3/4 of a pound combo of hot cone beef and pastrami with Swiss cheese and your choice of mustard or mayonnaise on toasted rye. Big Fatty, did you take the mustard or the mayonnaise? I took the spicy mustard. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, this sandwich came, and I swear to you, it had to be between 2 and 3 inches of corned beef and pastrami on this rye bread with some Swiss cheese. And y'all, it could have used a little more mustard, you know, maybe a little cup of spicy mustard to dip it in. But y'all, it was absolutely fantastic and perfect for those on the cat low carbs. Oh, dear God, so y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, I'm going to be packing more boxes this weekend. And y'all, I just want to say also how thankful I am for those of you that send in pictures over there to the Spot and Big Fatty and do the e-letters and the post the comments and send voice letters. By the way, I am completely out of voice letters again. Big Fatty, your number will be cut off just like Miss Bacon. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Irritable Bowel Cast, and that was Melissa the Confused and Blind Guy Jay. And Melissa the Confused, when you think of Big Fatty, what is your favorite part of the BFO?
Yes, I love that music too.
Oh, the music, of course. That's when Big Fatty's not talking.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.